It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929. You hold on right now because I have a wake-up call for both of you. I don't need to be dragged into the middle of this fan war.
Tiffany ratted me out, y'all.
It was funny because I didn't rat anybody out. What's funny is Mike walked out of the room first, and there's a fan going that Mike insists on turning on in here. It's only directed at him. Shut your mouth. I'm still talking. And so, Bo, Mike walks out of the room. Then Bo goes to me, let's see how long it takes for him to recognize that I turned this off. And then Bo walks out of the room.
I almost spit my drink out.
Then the funny thing is, I didn't say anything. I didn't say blank. And Mike comes walking back in, and he's like, let's see how long this takes for him to realize. He goes, no, actually, he goes, let's see how, I can't say the P, I can't say that word on here, but let's see how angry he gets when he sees this fan turn back on. And sure enough, he was angry. I get a side text message that says, you rat me out, didn't you?
I immediately walked in. I go, he turned my fan off. And the fan is 30 feet away from you. It's not even pointed at you.
It is. It's circulating dust in the air. It gets in my throat.
You're just being soft.
You're just being soft.
I have a wake-up call.
Dust in here.
Because apparently I ruffled some feathers. I don't think I rattled anybody's cage. I ruffled some feathers of some Georgia fans that, oh, yeah, Gator fan talking trash.
They always talk like this, those Georgia fans.
And, I think they...
Man, what are you talking about?
My evil laugh of yours is pretty spot on.
Yeah, that was really good.
Thank you.
And I would say that, guys, you can't win 2 national titles. When you lose games in the SEC championship game and you're undefeated and then say that you should be in the playoff, right? You can't be an elite program and run your mouth like one when you don't get what you want, like when you lose a game and you don't make the playoff, and then get mad when the expectation is you go on the road and beat other elite programs. That's the expectation for your program. And that's a hell of a place to be, and every program in this country, for the most part, would switch places with you, except for maybe Alabama.
Mm.
And maybe now they would switch places with you because of Kirby. But you that's the reality of the situation. You're expected to go beat teams like Texas on the road because you're that freaking good. So it's a compliment when people say that's your expectations. My other wake-up call is for Garrett. Because Garrett comes in here every day, and I love Garrett. I love Garrett to death. He knows that. But when you walk in here every day looking like an extra for a movie based in a Chick-fil-A, and then you get caught out on the day before, and now you come in here with jeans and a hoodie on because you're trying to change the narrative, okay? Just wear what you wear, Garrett, and I appreciate it, the fact that you wear khakis and a polo every day in here, which nobody else does. I appreciate that. So be you, and after I ask you to do something, just say, my pleasure.
What? Why don't you just let him live?
Chick-fil-A. That's the thing is, if somebody was talking to Bo like that, can you imagine? Why don't you stay out of my business and don't worry about you?
Let me tell you something. I was talking. I worked with Mike Bell for 15 years as pretty much his producer. You don't think I wasn't taught that way like that?
And you didn't like it, did you?
So no, now you're going to do it to somebody else? No, I liked it when it was in good faith.
Let's stop the cycle.
I liked it when it was in good faith.
Let's stop the cycle.
I'll go in there and give Garrett a hug in a minute. He knows I love him. But Garrett, can I get a McGriddle, please, and just...
That's McDonald's.
You just told me that Chick-fil-A.
Well, McDonald's is a sponsor of the Morning Chef. They are the Morning Chef sponsor, so that's what I eat.
All right, let's go to the lines. We've got Hurricane Otis in Gainesville. Good morning.
What up?
Hey, did I step into a hurricane this morning?
They have. There's a lot going on
here. I'm on one, Otis.
Hey, you. That's why I joined the nation. That's why I'm a proud member, Squid. Don't back down.
That's right.
Unreal.
Hey, my wake-up call is, I was going to say something about the hurricane since y'all are arguing, but people are hurting in Georgia, North Carolina. So since I adopted the name, y'all got to remember that people are still hurting. So if you see somebody need help, help them. Yeah, and my wake-up call is, hey, it's for Freaky. He reminded everybody that the division games will be up front. I tell you, if we win like two more division games coming up quick, if we win those two, our chances of making the playoffs are real good. So that's my wake-up call, and I ask y'all to calm down.
Hey.
I'll get them in order. We appreciate it.
I think he brings a good point, though, about the division games. And I think that's one of the things, obviously, we've talked about it before, kind of how you approach a schedule when you're in the NFL. You're not going to win them all. So it's always like, what do you do home? What do you do away? What do you do in vision? A lot of times, if you can win four of the six division games, you're almost always in a good place to make the playoffs. If you can win two more now that you've already swept the first time through, you're really, really on the doorstep of doing some damage and getting that good seed.
Yeah, division games first, conference games second. They both matter. You know, that's why the Seattle game is a big deal, because you could be fighting in a wild card spot with Seattle. You've already got the tiebreaker over Philly. Go get it this weekend over Seattle, too.
All right, back to the lines we go. We've got Chris in College Park. Good morning, Chris.
Hey.
What up? It's always great to follow Otis, another Squid Nation member.
That's right.
What's up, fearless leader?
Sir?
Yes, All-American.
Doing great this morning, bro.
And Leadfoot Blackman, don't throw up. It's just me.
I will. Thank you. Even though you
all
listed
right.
that.
Let me get right. I'll get right to it. Two things, Hassan Reddick and then the running game. I'm not going to lie. You guys have heard me say, been wanting a pass rusher, you know, the pass game to our defensive pass rush to elevate. And I got confidence that if Terry Fontenot goes after him, that he's done his due diligence. I know you guys are talking about his baggage, but the same things were said about Judon. So hopefully, I know his contract and all that stuff, Squid, I don't know how he'd fit into the whole salary cap, but if Terry Fontenot wants to go after him, this Squid Nation member is all for it. And then, secondly, to the running game, Mike, it was a thing of beauty Sunday.
Oh!
I hope you get your wish for a pulling guard, but I think Zach Robinson is beginning to figure it out with calling the plays and how to use these two running backs, and it was absolutely amazing. Yeah. And on that note, I'm going full Jenny from Forrest Gump. Run, Falcons! Run!
Run, Bijan! Run, Bijan, run!
There you go, Mike. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
Yeah, I love that, man. What a great phone call.
I mean, is there any other phone call from a Squid Nation member? I mean, those are two great phone calls. You know what we're doing today, Mike? The Nation, we're stacking W's,
well,
baby.
I was going to say, you're trying to find a statistical correction, much like the Falcons' run defense, where you have a day that you finally can kind of start to point it right back in the right direction, because it's been a mafia just laden
and
recently.
Let me tell you something. I think the Falcons, that's very inaccurate. I think last week was a performance that the Falcons' run defense can build on. You held a rusher under 100 yards who's been going over 100 yards. You know, without Andy Dalton's scramble, which wasn't even a run play, it was just a busted pass rush play. They're not over 100 yards. They only ran for 114, which would be, if your defense was giving up 114 yards, that'd be somewhere in the middle of the pack every week.
I still don't understand why they'd abandoned it there. And I said, I think it was 10 minutes left when he throws that pick in the fourth quarter. Dude, Chuba Hubbard's just gashing you. 9 yards, 10 yards, 11 yards, whatever it is. And then Andy Dalton throws the ball, and it's a pick for A.J. Terrell. So shout out to the defense for getting the pick. I just don't know why they abandoned the run.
The only time I recall an offensive coordinator in the NFL running every single play on a sustained drive like that was like Arthur Smith, and I think it was last year. And I think it was Tyler Allgeier where they started leaning on a team.
It was like, stop us.
And he was like, you know what? You could literally hear him in his headset, not realistically, but I could hear him saying, F this, we're running the ball until we don't get 4 more yards. And they got 7 or more every time, and they scored.
I love it. Make them tap, baby. Make them tap! It's
better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.